Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and it's our Friday teaching edition today, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, through the study guide based on Bob's book of the same title. If you would like to get a copy of the book and the study guide, you can do that from the book link at the top of our homepage. That's, of course, at basicgospel.net. But right now, it's time to get underway with this study, and here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. We're on chapter 12 of our study guide. It's a chapter entitled Don't Look Back. And I start out this chapter with this sentence. I like the word new, and I bet you do too. And we all like new things, don't we?
Yeah.
You and I are big Apple fans, Macintosh fans, and iPhone fans. And as soon as there's something new, we want to get the new thing, don't we?
Well, you do indeed.
we like the new, and I think all of us do, especially when it comes to cars and clothes and houses and gadgets. But when it comes to the weightier things of life, we're a little reluctant to move into new arenas. We're afraid of the unfamiliar. We're afraid of the unknown. So we like to hang on to the status quo. And we see that when it comes to the Christian life. We saw it as far as the Exodus story was concerned. Once the Israelites had experienced freedom, they were liberated, and they get into the desert, and they're moving along. They kept looking at Moses saying, why did you bring us out here? We're just going to die here. We want to go back. So they weren't really anxious to embrace the newness of life that they had been given. They weren't really anxious to embrace the newfound freedom that they had. And that's true of most of us. We like the status quo. We don't like change. We don't like things to be tossed up in the air and come down in a completely different order. That's just part of being human. But what the gospel encourages us to do is to embrace the new, to take hold of this new life, fully embrace it, and live it to the full. Now, Bob, I remember years ago when I was a kid, I wanted a set of golf clubs. I don't know why I wanted a set of golf clubs.
I think I know.
I just did. It looked like a fun game. It looked like something that would be awesome to go out and play. So sure enough, my mom and dad got me a set of golf clubs. And I went out, and I had no earthly idea what I was doing, no earthly idea how to hit a ball, and it went every way but straight. But I was still really motivated to try to learn the game of golf. Now, I never took a lesson. I never went to anybody that knew anything about golf to get help on my swing. I just was self-taught. Mm-hmm. And I have learned that's not the way to go as far as golf is concerned. I did not do myself any good as far as my golf game was concerned.
It can teach you humility in a hurry.
Yes, indeed. So I honed a lot of bad habits and grooved a lot of bad habits, and it was going to be hard to break. Now, when Gina and I got married, she did a very nice thing for me. She decided to buy me a series of golf lessons from a renowned golf teacher. Mm-hmm. And I went, and boy, he videoed my swing, and I went home and looked at that, and it was just, it was pathetic. I almost cried. It was so bad. But he said, hey, if you want to really enjoy golf, you're going to have to let go of this old swing, and you're going to have to embrace some of these new things that I'm going to be teaching you. And I thought, okay, that sounds great. So we went through a series of lessons, and sure enough, my golf swing started looking a lot better. But I found when I went to the golf course, it still felt weird. It was just unfamiliar to me, those new swing thoughts and swing feelings. And so I reverted back to my old swing, and my scores reflected it. I was still awful. Yeah. Now, if I was ever going to get good at golf, I was going to have to let go of the old and grab hold of the new.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same for you and me as far as being in Christ. We have to let go of the old, grab hold of the new if we're going to enjoy the abundant life and enjoy it to the full measure, to its full measure. We have to let go of that old and embrace the new. Now, there is so much new that we've been given in Christ Jesus, and that's what this chapter is all about. All that we have new, and if we can get so focused on what we have that is new, then we're not going to want to look back. We're not going to want to be like those Israelites who wanted to go back to Egypt. We'll want to move forward into Christ Jesus. So let's take a look. If you're in your study guide, we're on page 87. So what does Paul say about those who are in Christ Jesus according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17? Well, he says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here." So whether you like it or not, you have been made new in Christ. You're a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. So if you're going to fully embrace Christianity, you're going to have to embrace everything that is new about you in Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel. It's our Friday teaching series called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And friends, we're glad you're here to take part and hope you have your study guide and are studying along. I want to remind you also that we are a listener-supported ministry. And we need your help to ensure that we're able to continue broadcasting and streaming the truth of God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel this month, we want to send you a copy of a brand new resource by Bob Christopher. It's called Advance, a CD series designed to assist you in advancing in the knowledge and truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. And while at the same time, while you're helping to support Basic Gospel, you're helping us advance the gospel far and wide with that gift. So we encourage you to make your gift today if possible. And you can do that at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, a big prominent link right on the homepage. Just click that donate link, and we would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. Right now, back to Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And again, here's my friend Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So on the top of page 88 in our study guide, we have this statement, and the following verses list what is new for you in Christ. And so we have seven passages that we have listed out, and each verse, each one of these passages, tells us about something new that we have in Christ Jesus. So the first verse is Romans 6:4, and here's what Romans 6:4 says. "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." So here we see exactly what Paul said to us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. The old is gone. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. That means that old man that was crucified has been buried and he's long gone. Now, just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. So what do we have new according to this passage? We have a new life. So that's the first thing. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We've crossed over from death to life. We've been raised to live in that newness of life. Well, John 1:12 is our next verse, and here's what it says. "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." So what's new based on this verse? Well, we have a new identity. We're called children of God. So we have a new life, we have a new identity. Ephesians 4:24 says this, "And we're to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." So we had an old self, that old man was crucified. Now we have a new self, and this new self was created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So that's a pretty good self, isn't it? We don't need to downgrade that or to live in self-deprecation. You know, we're old sinners. Well, not according to this. We've put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. In Ezekiel chapter 36, he says this, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." So according to that verse, what do we have new? A new heart. Mm-hmm. So far, a new life, a new identity, a new self, and a new heart. In Hebrews 9:15, we read this, "For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant." So here we've been given a new covenant. We're new covenant believers. We're not old covenant believers. We're new covenant believers. And it's within this new covenant that we can live this new life, express this new identity, fully manifest this new self and this new heart within this new covenant. Yeah. That's where this is all going to take place. John 13:34, we see this, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." So we have a new command. It's the command to love one another as God has loved us, as Christ has loved us. That's the new command. The Old Testament said that we're to love others as we love ourselves. Well, in this new covenant, the bar's been raised. Yeah. Now we love as Christ has loved us. And then in Romans 7:6, we read this, "But now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we may serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code." So before we came to Christ, we were relying upon rules, regulations, principles, rituals, all of those things. We tried to follow those, to live up to those standards. So that was the old way of the written code. But now in Christ, we have a new way. It's the new way of the Spirit. We're led internally by the Spirit of God. So here is the list, 7 things that are new about you as a believer in Christ. You have a new life, a new identity, a new self, a new heart, a new covenant, a new command, a new way.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I'll say.
That's pretty amazing. And if you're going to experience this new life in its full measure, then it's necessary to embrace the new. You're going to start thinking at times when life is tough, when circumstances aren't so good. You're going to start thinking about life that you had before you knew Christ. But that was no life at all. That was spiritual death. But you're going to think about it. And when you do, let that be an opportunity for you simply to say to the Lord, "Thank you that you sent that old guy away, that he is dead and buried in Christ Jesus, and that you have given me a new way of life." Mm-hmm. So anytime that you start thinking about the old, anytime that you put yourself in the position that the Israelites did of wanting to go back to Egypt, wanting to go back to your old way of life, let that be an opportunity to say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for everything new that you've given me."
Yeah.
And I want to move forward in this new way of life.
Indeed. Well, you're listening, friends, to a study edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, it's called. And with Bob, I'm Bob Davis, and I'm inviting you to join Bob online for Sunday Morning Live, Sunday mornings at 9:30 Central on both Facebook and YouTube. You will find links to both of the platforms at the top of the homepage, basicgospel.net. Again, that's Sunday mornings at 9:30 Central for Sunday Morning Live with Bob Christopher. Again, you're listening to Basic Gospel, everybody, and we continue with our study called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. If you don't have your copy of the study guide or the book or both, as a matter of fact, you can find them at the archive page. That's basicgospel.net/teaching. Again, basicgospel.net/teaching. We hope you will get your copy and study along with us every week. So here again is Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. Now, the world, the flesh, and the devil, those three, I call them the axis of evil. The real axis of evil right there. The world, the flesh, and the devil, and they will do everything possible to keep you from enjoying all that you have that is new. Now, Peter addresses that in his first letter, and so we're going to read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3, and it says this, "For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. So as far as that old man, as far as the old Jew that is dead and was buried in Christ through baptism, through spiritual baptism, man, that old guy spent enough time doing what pagans chose to do. You were just like that in your lostness. You did all sorts of things. And what did it get you? Absolutely nothing. A bunch of heartache, a bunch of misery, a bunch of emotional pain, shame and guilt and all of those sort of things. So he's saying, hey, remember, you've had enough of that. And there was a reason you came to Christ, yeah, because you were tired of all of that. So when those thoughts come, remember, you've had enough of it. So it's time to let all of that go emotionally, mentally, and to say, hey, I am really embracing everything that I have that's new in Christ Jesus. Now, what is that going to look like? Well, in 2 Corinthians 3:17, we read this, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So what does moving forward in this new way of life mean to you according to this verse? Well, it means freedom. And that's what we've talked about. When you've been forgiven, when you've been made alive together with Christ, when you add those two together, you have freedom. There's no freedom apart from forgiveness and life. If you haven't received the forgiveness that Christ provided for you through Christ, if you haven't been made alive together with Christ, you're still in bondage to the law of sin and death. You are still under the control of the power of sin. You are still under the control of the desires of your flesh and the ways of this world. That's not freedom, that's bondage. Now, they position it as freedom. They try to make you think that it's freedom, but it's not freedom at all. There's no freedom in the lost world. There's no freedom when you are bound to sin and death. But Christ Jesus sets you free. He parted the Red Sea of your spiritual death and enabled you to walk through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and get to the other side and experience a brand new life, a life led by the Spirit. And so where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So where is the Spirit of the Lord? He is in you, which means you have been set free to enjoy the fullness of life in Christ Jesus. Now, all of this took a daring rescue as far as God is concerned. So your story, my story, is really a tale of two kingdoms. And God sent Jesus into that kingdom of darkness to rescue us, to snatch us out of that kingdom and to set us into his kingdom. Yeah. And that's miraculous. And that's what he did with the Israelites. I mean, he sent Moses right into the darkness of the Egyptian kingdom, right into the lion's den, as far as confronting Pharaoh face to face and saying to him, let my people go. And then through the power of God and the judgments of God against the Egyptian gods, God brought Pharaoh to a point and said, take them, take them. And then through his power, through God's power, he opened up that Red Sea. Talk about a story. I mean, that is a story. Well, guess what? The same type of story took place for you. I mean, you were bound up by the ways of this world. You were locked into sin's desires and those sort of things. You had no way of escape, no matter how hard you tried. I mean, the things that you wanted to do, you didn't do. The things you didn't want to do, you did anyway. Talk about a miserable existence. That's what it was like for you. And then Jesus came into your world, the darkness that surrounded you, and gave you light, and so that you could be rescued, so that you could be set free. Now, Paul describes this in Colossians chapter 1, and this is one of my favorite passages. He says this, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." So we had to be rescued. We couldn't rescue ourselves. We couldn't save ourselves. So God sent Jesus to rescue us, and he rescued us from the dominion of darkness. That was the kingdom that we were a part of, the kingdom of darkness. And now he has brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Now we're in God's kingdom, Jesus's kingdom, and it's there in Christ that we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Talk about good news. That's good news. Yeah. You have forgiveness of sins. Why? Because you were in Christ Jesus. So what kingdom do you now live in as a child of God? The kingdom of the Son he loves. So this is a kingdom that is built upon the very love of God the Father for you and for me that was expressed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. So it's a kingdom of love. That kingdom of darkness, that dominion of darkness, that wasn't a dominion of love. That was a dominion of evil and fear and guilt and shame and all of those sort of things. That's what we experienced to the full over there. But now in this kingdom of the Son, we're going to experience the love of God to the full. And we entered into it with that demonstration of the love of God and the fact that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So in this, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, that purchase price that set us free, that brought us from one kingdom to the other kingdom. Now, how did God execute this plan for us? Well, in John chapter 1, 4, and 5, we see this. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So how did this plan get executed? By Jesus Christ himself. He came into this world as the light of this world, and he shone his light into that darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. So Jesus is the plan of God. Now, this plan was drawn up by love and grace and was carried out through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And how did Paul explain this in Romans 6, 3 through 4? This is where we're going to end today. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So just as Christ died, was buried, and was raised again, when we believe the good news of Jesus Christ, that becomes our story as well. Yeah. We are baptized into his death. We're buried with him, raised to walk in the newness of life. That's how we've been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
That's good news. It's a wonderful story, and we are the beneficiaries. And boy, what a story, as I said. Well, friends, thanks for being with us today for the study edition of Basic Gospel. To get your copy of the study guide, just click the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace book link on the homepage of our website, basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that we need your partnership to keep the good news of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ on the air and online. Please donate today if you can at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your partnership with Basic Gospel, we'll send you a copy of Bob's new resource that will help you advance in knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's called Advance, and we want you to have a copy. Request yours when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis. Again, inviting you to join Bob online Sunday mornings at 9:30 Central for Sunday Morning Live. Link to either Facebook or YouTube at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net at the very top of the page for Facebook or YouTube, and Sunday Morning Live with Bob Christopher. Well, that's it for this week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again on Monday. Have a great weekend and stay warm.